Thank you so much for coming back to my panel. I just want to thank my audience who have been listening and joining me since the beginning. If you are new to Sasha Speaks, I just thank you and welcome you to my podcast. So this word is a rhema word from the Lord, and I'm just going to read you directly what I wrote down. It's a very short word that I wrote down, and I just been practicing in visions. Like, basically what's going on with me is that the Lord is training me up spiritually to use my gifts that he gave me. And as believers, we are all given spiritual gifts. When we, like, even before the foundation of the earth, the Lord placed gifts in us and talents in us that we have naturally. And like in this season, I'm actually like, the Lord has been like teaching me how to use my spiritual gifts. And so one of my gifts that I have, well, it's more like an anointing now, because the Lord is like, he's really like training me up spiritually, but I operate in the prophetic. And at first I was like against it, because I was like, Lord, I don't know if you chose the right person to be able to speak prophetically. But after a bunch of confirmations, like, he just confirmed to me, like, this is how he wants to use me moving forward. So I just, in obedience, I told the Lord, however you want to use me, I'll be obedient to you. As long as you get glorified, that's all that matters. So with that being said, I'm going to read to you what I wrote down just a few moments ago. So I woke up this morning and I was praying to the Lord, just asking him, asking the Holy Spirit, like, what does he want to speak to me? And he was speaking to me about like personal things, which, you know, that's, I won't share that part, but there is a part that I prayed about and asked him, is it okay to release it? And he said it was okay to release the word. So I'm actually just going to share it with you. So I just encourage you that you go before the Lord in your own separate prayer closet and you ask for confirmation in reference to what I'm saying. But yeah, I'm just going to be obedient. So I'm just going to go back to my notes and read to you what I just wrote down. And it's very short, but as I was praying, I actually seen a vision with my eyes closed, and it was like a weird, kind of a strange vision. I saw a man with the face of a wooden birdhouse. So it was like a man standing in front of me, and he had the body of a man, but his face, his whole head, was like in the shape of a wooden birdhouse. So I thought that was very strange. And I was like asking the Holy Spirit, I was like, what does that vision mean? Like, I don't understand. Like, this is weird. And this is what I wrote down. It says, don't let him in. Compromised. Abort the mission. And then I wrote down, the Russians are disguising themselves as one thing, but they are doing another. Putin wants to raid the capital. And there shall be an ambush on every side. There will be a dispensation of reinforcements. The Russian invasion will backfire. So, yeah, even in the midst of me saying it, I really didn't understand until the last statement that the Holy Spirit gave to me. And then I knew exactly what he was saying. Because even with him saying, like, don't let him in, don't let him in, compromise, abort the mission, I was like, I don't know what that means, Lord. Do you mean, are you telling the people in Ukraine to abort the mission? Or are you telling Russians, the Russian army, to abort the mission? Like, what are you talking about? So that last statement when he said the Russian invasion will backfire confirmed to myself, like, to understand the whole vision, like, oh, this man with the face of a birdhouse is in a representation of, like, Russia and how they're trying to, like, disguise themselves, like, they're trying to disguise themselves with the soldiers that they have dispersed in Ukraine right now. Like, they're not trying to, like, they already show, like, if you look on YouTube, and online they have video of like missiles being launched and tanks being dispersed and stuff like that. And there's this one particular video I saw on YouTube where a Ukrainian civilian actually came up to the Russian, some of the Russian soldiers on the ground and confronted them, like, "What are you doing here? This is our country. Get off our land." And they said, "We're just here peacefully. Like, we're not here to cause a disturbance." And that's what they were saying. That's what they were saying. But the Ukrainian woman in the video, she was like, "No, I know. We know why you're here. Like, you need to get out of here. This is our land. Like, get out of here." And she was bold. She had no gun on her. She had, she was just like a regular lady, Ukrainian woman with no armor on or nothing. And she boldly like spoke against the Russian soldiers. And I thought that was a very powerful video, even though it was like really short. I thought it was very powerful. So in that aspect, like when the Lord, when the Holy Spirit told me this or showed me this vision, I thought about that video and I was like, okay, so God is like fighting. He's standing in the gap and he's standing for Ukraine. And yeah, like, and but it also too, to give you like insight in the, at the end of the video, they didn't shoot the lady, they didn't arrest her, they didn't do anything, they just went the opposite way. And so it kind of, I don't know, like with me thinking about it, I was like, that's why the Lord showed me this. But yeah, it basically just self-explanatory what the Holy Spirit is saying. So I just wanted to be obedient to what God was speaking to me and what he was showing me in the spirit. So I hope this has blessed somebody. And we just continue to pray and intercede on the behalf of the countries and, you know, continue to pray for the nations. Yeah, so I hope you guys have a wonderful day and I'll talk to you guys later.